I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Over the next month, The Daily Thread will be focused on the theme of change and transition. Change is not everyone's cup of tea, but it is a crucial part of the Christian life. Outwardly, we are wasting away, which is a kind of change. But inwardly, we are being made new, renewed, transformed, day by day. When the Holy Spirit shows up, we are changed, and that's a very good thing. Sometimes, change is uncomfortable. A new ache or pain you didn't used to have that you can't seem to get rid of. It can feel isolating. But change is a constant for humans like us. We are all experiencing it. Someone has gone before you and felt what you're feeling. Change is not just something we experience alone. In Acts 4, we get a beautiful description of the church as what we might call a transformational community. Peter and John had been preaching about Jesus, about this new thing that God had done. And many of the Sadducees, the chief leaders in the temple, didn't like what they were hearing. People in power are often resistant to change. If they're in power, things are going well for them. Why would they want change? On the other hand, people who are not in power, those who are subjugated, repressed, abused, and taken advantage of by powerful men, are desperate for change. The cries of the poor ring out in the Psalms and the prophets and in the ministry of Jesus himself. The Sadducees were in charge of the sacrificial system, the way the Jewish people were restored to God and maintained relationship to God. They had a lot of power in this system. And now Peter and John come along with a new idea about how men and women can be restored to God and find relationship with him. But crucially, this is not just a message that a few disciples talked about. It is a message that the community of believers lived out. Look at this description from the end of Acts 4. All the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The apostles testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles to give to those in need. In contrast to the Sadducees and their consolidated power, the early church shared so that no one was without. God's blessing was upon them all, verse 34 says. There were no needy people among them. How is that possible? This language should remind us of the practice of Jubilee when everyone's debts were forgiven. Remember when Jesus announces his ministry? He reads from the scroll of Isaiah, "God has anointed me to proclaim freedom for the captives, good news for the poor. The oppressed will be set free, for this is the year of the Lord's favor." That's Jubilee language. The kingdom Christ inaugurates is a Jubilee community, a radical canceling of debts that is supposed to define and even stabilize the community of the people of God. That's what's happening in Acts 4. The people are transformed into the covenant community that God always intended for them to be. How does it feel to have your debt canceled? You were under a heavy burden and suddenly you aren't. You're free. Your shoulders rise. Your spine straightens. Sometimes it feels like your feet might lift off the ground. It's like you have a whole new lease on life, as though you have been transformed. This is the kind of change and renewal that is the promise of the Christian life. And the result in community is generosity. Do we create the community of believers by being generous? Or does being part of the community make us generous? I'm not sure, but I do know that this is what we are supposed to do with our power and resources. As you surrender to Jesus this week, as you keep allowing him to change and transform you into his likeness, look for opportunities to use your power and resources to bless others. Forgive as you have been forgiven, and God will use you to change the world. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.